Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi today. Union Cabinet approves health coverage for all senior citizens aged 70 years and above under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate India Defence Aviation Exposition IADAX 24 in Jodhpur today. Filing of nominations for assembly elections in Haryana to end this evening. Nomination process for third and last phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir to also close today. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to be on a two-day visit to Switzerland beginning today. And in sports, Manipur's DG English School clinch junior boys' title of Subroto Cup International Football Tournament in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will proclaim the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Naidu was elected the chairman of Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation. He called for strategic investments in Asia-Pacific aviation infrastructure to accommodate 3.5 billion annual passengers by 2035. He emphasized that India aims to increase women's participation in aviation workforce to 25% by 2025. Our correspondent has filed this report.
This conference and the adoption of the Delhi Declaration represent a significant step forward in advancing safety, security and sustainability in the Asia-Pacific civil aviation sector. It highlights the spirit of cooperation that exists among the countries of this region. India is the fastest growing aviation market in the world and is currently the third largest in the domestic segment. In the last decade, the number of aircraft in India has increased from 400 to more than 800, and airports have exponentially grown from 74 to 157. The government's initiatives like Udaan Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik have enhanced regional connectivity, ensuring that even remote areas are integrated into the aviation network. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Cabinet has given its nod to giving health coverage to all senior citizens who are above 70 years, irrespective of income, under Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana, with an outlay of 3,437 crore rupees. Briefing the media after the Cabinet meeting last evening in New Delhi, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said the senior citizens will get the facility of free treatment up to 5 lakh rupees. He highlighted that this will cover about 4.5 crore families in the country and include about 6 crore senior citizens.
सबसे बड़ा जो फैसला लिया गया है कैबिनेट में वो है कि 70 इयर्स से ज्यादा के जो हमारे सीनियर सिटीजंस हैं उनको यूनिवर्सल हेल्थ कवरेज आयुष्मान भारत पीएम जन आरोग्य योजना में कवर करने का फैसला लिया गया है। ये बहुत बड़ा फैसला है। इस फैसले में एक बड़ी मानवतावादी सोच है और माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने जो कमिटमेंट दिया था वो कमिटमेंट आज डिलीवर किया है.
Union Cabinet has given its approval to the proposal of Department of Rural Development for the implementation of the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 4 during financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29. The total outlay of the scheme will be 70,125 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that under this scheme, financial assistance will be given for the construction of 62,500 kilometres of road for providing new connectivity to the eligible 25,000 unconnected habitations. Mr. Vaishnav said that it will create 40 crore human days employment. Under the scheme, the road alignment planning will be undertaken through the PM Gati Shakti portal.
जितने भी विलेजेस और हैबिटेशन जिनकी पॉपुलेशन बढ़ी है इस बीच में और वो अब एलिजिबल हुए हैं, उनको 2011 के सेंसस के अनुसार कवरेज दिया जाएगा. ईच एंड एवरी हैबिटेशन विच इज स्टिल लेफ्ट आउट शुड बी कवर्ड. तो करीब 25,000 अनकनेक्टेड हैबिटेशन हैं, उन सबको अब कवर किया जाएगा. और इसके लिए अ मैसिव आउटले हैज बीन ईयरमार्क 70,125 करोड़ रुपीज.
The Cabinet has also approved the PM E-Bus Seva Payment Security Mechanism Scheme for procurement and operation of e-buses by public transport authorities with an outlay of around 3,435 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that this scheme will support deployment of more than 38,000 electric buses, that is e-buses, from financial years 2024-25 to 2028-29.
देश भर में करीब 38,000 ई बसेस करीब करीब लगने लग गई है, कई लगने के प्रोसेस में है. उनके मंथली पेमेंट को गारंटी किया जाएगा. ई बस से जो ऑपरेटिंग कॉस्ट कम होती है, क्योंकि अगर हम डीजल से कंपेयर करें तो इलेक्ट्रिक बसेस आर ऑलमोस्ट लेस देन हाफ दी ऑपरेटिंग कॉस्ट. मेंटेनेंस कॉस्ट भी बहुत कम हो जाती है. उसके कारण कई ट्रांसपोर्ट अथॉरिटीज स्टेट्स में, शहरों में, दे हैव स्टार्टेड कमिंग इनटू प्रॉफिट नाउ.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will observe the ongoing Tarang Shakti exercise at Jodhpur Air Force Station. Mr. Singh will also inaugurate the Defence Aviation Expo being organised at Jodhpur Air Force Station. This edition of IRACS at Jodhpur, scheduled from the 12th to the 14th of September 2024, will have a grand participation from the industry and host a wide range of products and technologies. IRACS aims to showcase indigenous skills and indomitable spirit of Indian aviation industries to a wide spectrum of decision makers and end users from global air forces participating in Tarang Shakti 2024. During this visit, the Defence Minister will also observe the exercise. We have a report.
The Defence Minister, the three Army Chiefs of India and the Chiefs of Foreign Air Forces will witness the air show to be held today. In this air show, Surya Kiran, Sarang, Indigenous Fighter Aircraft Tejas and Sukhoi 30 will showcase their validities. Exercise Tarang Shakti is one of the largest multinational air exercises being conducted by the Indian Air Force. Air forces of seven major countries, USA, Japan, Australia, Singapore, Sri Lanka, UAE and Greece are participating in this exercise. 16 countries are also participating in the exercise as observers. Air Force chiefs of some of these countries may also join today's event. With the report of Jitendra Dwivedi from Jaipur, this is Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The filing of nominations for assembly elections in Haryana will end today. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be conducted tomorrow and nominations can be withdrawn till September the 16th. Voting for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on October the 5th and votes will be counted on October the 8th. Meanwhile, BJP, Congress and Aam Aadmi Party have released lists of their candidates. BJP has fielded Rohtash Jangara from Sirsa Assembly seat, while Kamar Singh Yadav will contest from Mahendragarh and Satish Bhagna from Faridabad NIT seat. For Congress, Party MP Randeep Singh Surjewala's son, Aditya Surjewala, will contest from Kaithal Assembly seat, while Chandar Mohan will be the Congress candidate from Panchkula. Nirmal Singh will fight from Ambala seat and Ram Nivas Rara from Hisar Assembly seat. Pradeep Narwal will contest from Bhawani Kheda Assembly constituency. The filing of nominations for third and last phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on October the 1st. While the scrutiny of the nomination papers will take place tomorrow, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is September the 17th. The polling for the first two phases of polls in Jammu and Kashmir will be held on September the 18th and September the 25th. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will be on a two-day visit to Switzerland beginning today. This is the third and final leg of his three-nation visit to Saudi Arabia, Germany and Switzerland. In Geneva, the External Affairs Minister will meet heads and representatives of international organizations with whom India is actively engaged. He will also meet the Swiss Foreign Minister to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship further. Yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar called on German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Berlin and conveyed the personal greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Kerala is to host Finance Minister's Conclave of five states in Thiruvananthapuram today. The conclave is aimed to gather the opinion of the states on center-state financial relations, grievances and the need for a united front to secure a fair share in the 16th Finance Commission. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan will inaugurate the conclave this morning. The meeting will have the participation of ministers from Telangana, Karnataka, Punjab and Tamil Nadu. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over east, west, northeast and central regions of the country during the next 4 days. IMD predicted heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh today. Heavy rainfall is also expected in Bihar, Odisha, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura tomorrow. The weather agency said fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall is very likely over central India, Konkan, Goa and Gujarat during the week. Meanwhile, Delhi and its adjoining areas are witnessing light to moderate rainfall since last night. The rainfall also affected traffic movement in the national capital this morning. In football, Manipur's TG English School clinched the junior boys title of the 63rd Subroto Cup International Football Tournament, defeating Meghalaya's Mingken Christian Higher Secondary School 4-3 after both teams were tied 1-1 in regulation time. The final match was played at B.R. Ambedkar Stadium in New Delhi. It was the third time in history, first in 44 years, that a team from Manipur lifted the coveted trophy. The 45th FIDE Chess Olympiad began yesterday in Budapest, Hungary. In the open section, India dominated Morocco with a 4-0 win, while in the women's event, India secured a 3.5-0 victory over Jamaica. In the women's event, India triumphed 3.5-0.5 against Jamaica. The 12-day biennial event features over 1,800 players with 193 teams competing in the open section and 181 in the women's section. In hockey, defending champions India will face South Korea in their fourth pool match at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Ulaanbaatar, China today. The match will start at 1:15 p.m. Indian time. Four-time champions India have already qualified for the semi-final after thrashing Malaysia 8-1 yesterday. The Harmanpreet Singh-led team currently tops the points table with 9 points. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Sunil. The top story in the Asian Age quotes Prime Minister Modi as saying that the world can bet on India for supply chain resilience of electronic chips. Union Cabinet has approved health cover for all senior citizens aged 70 and above, irrespective of income, under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, writes The Hindu. Citing several recent incidents, the Pioneer reports that Pakistan is spreading terror to discourage voters in J&K polls. The debate between U.S. presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump makes front-page news in Indian dailies. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi today. Union Cabinet approves health coverage for all senior citizens aged 70 years and above under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate India Defence Aviation Exposition IDAX 24 in Jodhpur today. Filing of nominations for assembly elections in Haryana to end this evening. Nomination process for third and last phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir to also close today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to be on a 2-day visit to Switzerland beginning today. And in sports, Manipur's TG English School clinched junior boys' title of Subroto Cup International Football Tournament in Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.